Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
To assure the existing rules align with the needs of the city of Kenai, do not duplicate existing rules, and do not conflict with other rules adopted by the city, the Kenai City Council is reviewing rules in regards to conducting the legislative business of the city of Kenai. The Kenai City Council amended Kenai Mini Municipal Code Chapter 1.15 Rules to Order to allow approval of the agenda and consent agenda in one motion, remove sections that may conflict with the State of Alaska Open Meetings Act, and remove any rules that are standard rules as established in the Robert Rules of Order. Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel explained the ordinance.
So what this does is, if we have a situation where we've acted on a piece of legislation before us, the way the rules are, we can vote to reconsider that. And part of the problem lies in the timing of that. So you have to be in the majority. There's certain issues about that. But this mainly concerns with adequate public notice, because in the event that we act on a piece of legislation, and after this meeting, someone decides, oh, maybe I need to amend it, or we should change it, or maybe even vote it down or vote it up, and they wait till the next meeting to make that motion to reconsider, and there's no public testimony, that sort of cuts the citizens out of the equation, that they may think that, oh, there's something that's been acted upon by council. They leave and then find out later that, you know, there was something else that happened, or was amended or voted up or down based on that. So what this does, it just allows the public a heads up that there is a desire, usually by one or two council members, to have a vote of reconsideration, which would be through the clerk's office. Then that would be noticed and then in the packet for the next meeting.
To view a list of the changes, visit the story at radiokenai.com. One of the purposes of Robert's Rules of Order is to establish the rule of the majority while respecting or hearing the voice of the minority. Allowing one person to call the question does not support that purpose. Robert's Rules of Order requires that the member has the floor before making the motion, question. It then requires a second and a majority vote of the body to call the question. Revision should reflect the current practice that the titles are read and posted, and reflect the current practice regarding reading in full of an ordinance or resolution. Complete details and information, visit the story at radiokenai.com. Silo Sacks of New Jersey is voluntarily recalling 581 of its strawberry granola and Greek yogurt parfait bars due to potential contamination of Listeria, an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Although healthy individuals may suffer only short-term symptoms such as a high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, Listeria infection can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. The product was distributed to select Walmart stores between March 5th of 2023 and March 8th of 2023. DEC's Food Safety and Sanitation Program has confirmed the Alaska distribution of this product. The impacted product comes in a single-serving box with UPC code 85402100-8152 with a lot number of 048C-2023 and expiration date of 4/30/2023 stamped on the side of the box. Strawberry granola and Greek yogurt parfait bar is the only product impacted. No other products are being recalled, and no illnesses have been reported to date. This potential limited exposure was found at a third-party manufacturer's facility where parfait bars are produced. The third-party manufacturer does not manufacture any other Silo products. Silo did not manufacture parfait bars at its own facility. The recall was a result of a routine testing program by the company, which revealed that the infected strawberry parfait product produced by Silo's contract manufacturer may contain Listeria. The third-party manufacturer has ceased production, and Silo has ceased distribution of the affected product, while the FDA and the company continue their investigation into what caused the problem. Further details, visit the story at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.